I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. January is Peruse the Vegetable Seed Catalogs Month. First, I take an inventory of my leftover seed and decide which I can still use again this year. When in doubt, I do a seed germination test. If less than 80% of the seed sample germinates, I buy a fresh pack. Then I start checking out new varieties. Each year I try some heirlooms and hybrids just for fun. Last year it was Dakota Black Popcorn, Tasmanian Chocolate Tomatoes, and Cucamelons. Here's what I'm considering this year. Itachi is a unique white Asian hybrid cucumber. It grows long and thin, has a small seed cavity, and it's not bitter. It also is parthenocarpic, meaning it doesn't need pollination to produce fruit. Another unusual white fruit is Bias kohlrabi from northern India. This is the first white-skinned kohlrabi and has a sweet, mild flavor. Tidy Treats is a new container cherry tomato that only grows 3 feet tall and produces sweet red fruits all summer long. If you like yellow pear tomatoes, try Midnight Pear. It has a pear tomato shape with dark purple skin and a great flavor. Brulee is a 1 pound mini butternut squash that's prolific and perfect for a one serving meal. For something unusual, I'm trying the heirloom stem lettuce or celtus this year. This is a lettuce that's primarily grown for its thick, edible stem. It has a sweet, nutty flavor eaten raw in salads or cooked. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Clivia. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.